This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. We talk about spa life, which is a lifestyle which accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am so thrilled to have our special guest today, Dr. John Poorman, who is a holistic doctor for almost a quarter century. I'm so excited for us to have this conversation. Dr. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Diane. How's it going?
Perfect, perfect. Now, I know, Dr. John, that you are always striving to discover your patients to have legendary greatness. Talk to us a little bit more about what that means.
It's about living to your full potential. You know, it's not about a Nike slogan of just do it. It's about, to me, if you just do it, that's the bare minimum. It's about being legendary in everything you do and all of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. And that's in every part of your life, not just your business, not just your personal, but all your life.
Oh, God, I so love that so much, you know, and, you know, when we talk about, you know, so many people like live their life by default and they just let things happen. And I really love to have the conversation around how people design their life. And, you know, I think this is really in line with having that legendary greatness. So what are some of the things that you consistently do that allow you to live your spa life, to have that balance?
Well, the first thing is, you know, I think the people when they go to sleep at night should give gratitude. And a lot of people do, but I have a small twist on that. My wife and I came up with a small twist, and that is that you give gratitude for the things that happened that day, and then you give gratitude for the things you want to transpire the next day. And almost invariably, you'll see, like, so for me, I might say I want three patients that are really looking to get some help for, you know, neurological conditions, brain issues, just better health, whatever, right? And the next day, I'll get three, sometimes even four patients that call. And that's not just patients, but I always put it as that I want great patients that really believe in what we do, that are going to be part of the process, that just really want to do something positive in their life. And it's amazing. Like the next day, we've been doing this for about 6 months and we're just dumbfounded every day because it just keeps transpiring every single day. And sometimes we'll say, man, we should have said four patients. We only said two, you know, and we all do that where, you know, I live by the quote of the tragedy is not that you set your sight too high and you don't achieve it. It's that you set your sights too low and you do. And that's where I think a lot of people go. They're so afraid to really put that benchmark out there. And so they always, you know, will hit that bare minimum, where I think we need to just really look to continue to strive for more every day.
I think that is so impressive that you are so intentional. And this is exactly what we're talking about designing your day with your intentions. And I love how you just take not only that day, but just the future days going forward to set that intention so that you have the phenomenal results that is that you're having. So I'm sure this is completely in line with the fact that you are a leader, that you've always been a leader, that, you know, whether you've been a Marine Corps officer, a collegiate football player, high school football team doctor, I mean, this holistic healer, I mean, leading has been such a big part of what you do. And I know part of it is utilizing this leading to take people on a journey to discover their true potential. Talk a little bit more about how you lead people and how you take them on this journey.
Well, first of all, you know, this all started when I was 15 and my sister passed away in a car accident. And, you know, we show up to the hospital and they lead us down this long hallway and we end up in the morgue. And my mom figuratively died that day, never really truly lived another day after that. And then it was days later that at the funeral that I saw all these prostitutes and homeless people and drug addicts that were coming to pay their respects to my sister. And that's when I realized, like, my sister was like a saint to me. I had no idea. My family had no idea that my sister, who worked at Dunkin' Donuts, was giving her last dime and giving the last bit of gas she had in her car and, you know, clothing and stuff to all these people to help them to better their lives. And there was a gentleman that came up and said, you know, I know you don't know me, but your sister completely changed my life. She told me that anything was possible as long as I believed it and I thought about it on a daily basis. And he said, I'm no longer homeless because of your sister. And that was the point. Like, that was like the switch. That was the light bulb that I said, I know what I want to do with my life. I want to be a beacon and a guide like my sister and to help lead other people. So I do that with high school kids. I do that with all my patients. You know, all my patients have my cell phone number. Because I figure if I'm treating people, I want to love what I do. And it's not a job. I actually have on my board, it says, find your calling. Like, you found your calling. This is my calling. I've had so many amazing people in my life to inspire me to be the greatness that I really was meant to be, that we all are. That, and my sister was the first one. And that was my grandfather. that, and coaches and stuff, that I feel like I have to keep passing this torch on to other people. And when you have parents that come to you and tell you, like, you had such an impact on my son's life or my daughter's life, but you have no idea of what it's meant to them. I mean, that's what it is to be a leader. Because I don't believe in following, because I believe following is blindly taking the path of someone else, but you're not really consciously thinking about where they're going with their life. You just want to be part of the crowd. So I'm either going to be led or I'm going to be a leader. Those are the only two paths I've ever taken in my life. And so that was in high school and in college. And then as a Marine Corps officer, the same thing. And then since as a team doctor. And so I'm not just there to treat them with their injuries, but I'm there to treat them with their heart, their mind, and their soul. And that's why I have a phenomenal practice. I love my patients. And sometimes we'll work 12 hours, literally from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. We did that last night with no break. And we were tired at the end of the day, but not like, you know, we were exhausted and we couldn't function. It was just so rewarding to be able to help other people, because we've had people in our lives that have done that for us. Other thing I'll say about that, though, is you have to surround yourself with people. Like when we met at eWomen Network, the conference, that's the kind of crowd, that's the kind of tribe you need to be with, not of people that are the doomsday people or people that are negative or people that won't help you fulfill your dreams. That's one of the reasons we don't watch TV anymore, because the news is, I mean, we treat some newscasters and we try to tell them, like, your news is so negative, because it is. And he said, you know what, if people didn't buy it, we wouldn't sell it. And I said, well, then I'm not buying it, because there's so many great things in this world and there's so many amazing people. I want to focus on that, because we get what we focus in life, not what we want, unless our focus is also what we want. And so I try to make that alignment of what is it that I want, and then I focus on that. And I always say the things like, I might not have the best path. That might not even be what's best for me. I want that or greater in my life. And it's amazing how that transpires too. And so as a leader, you know, with these young men, that's why I love young high school kids, athletes, is because they're still forming, trying to figure out how they fit in this world. And my job is, as I said, don't you get tired of being told that you're a millennial, that you're weak, that you're, you know, you have it so easy in life. And man, they have it so much harder, I think, than we do, because they have all the social media and
a lot of pressure.
Yeah, lots of pressure with drugs and sex and alcohol and all that, that I think our job is to teach them that you can have fun in life without all the other, you know, negatives that come with it. And so, you know, when parents tell me that I've really transformed their lives, that's awesome to me. You know, that's what I love.
I think that's such an example and just an excellent role model to be able to have that. I mean, we're definitely in line. I don't watch the news. I haven't watched the news since 2002. I mean, obviously I hear about what's happening in the world, you know, through friends and sometimes, you know, it's through social media. But if you focus on that, I mean, that becomes your reality. I mean, I've got an aunt who watches it religiously and she has so much fear in her life because that's what she sees over and over again. And it's not about being Pollyanna and putting your head in the sand. It's about really surrounding and creating your life the way you want to create it. And it's what I call spa life. I mean, I love, and it's what you're calling legendary. I mean, be your legendary greatness. I love this. And I love that you're teaching young people who are formative that they can control how it is that they're focusing their time. They can design their life and make it in a way that really does, you know, support them. I remember when I was on the police department and I was actually on the scene of crazy scenes and things that were happening. And I would go home and see the news at night and know that it completely didn't happen that way. It was snippets of things that happened just to get people to watch what was happening. And so I do think that there's some responsibility that needs to come with the media and being able to not have so much fear for people. I mean, it's one thing about telling a story and some reality, but it's another thing in instilling the fear. So I love that you're actively really having people choose how to create their life, to be more proactive and to make that happen in there. And I know that you talk a lot about the difference between living a life and talking about a lie. Talk a little bit about that phrase.
Yeah. So if I take life, L-I-F-E, and I live my life, that's different than existing in a life, L-I-E-F. So that's where you're not really living in your life. You're just existing in a lie, because we are all meant to be great. If you believe in the lie, and that is that, you know, life just happened to you. One, it's not for you. And two, you don't create it. Then that's what you're going to do. You're going to exist in a life. But we want to live a life. And we want to create that. And we know that, see, that's empowering though. If I've created a bad day, then I know it's all on me. If it's having, I tell my patients the same thing. I don't say have a great day. I say create a great day. Now all my patients say that back to me. And if I ever screw up, right, even with my kids, they'll say, dad, create a great day, because that's active. Passive is, I hope Diane likes me. I hope all of her followers like me. I hope that I look good on camera and all that. But you know what? I don't really care, because I know what I stand for. I know what I believe in. I know what I'm doing in this world. And it's irrelevant of positive feedback from other people telling me I'm doing a great job. It's nice, but that's not why I do it. I know in my heart of what it is I'm doing, and then I'm doing a great job to the best of my ability that day. And so that's living life. If it's a bad day, I created it. All I've got to do is figure out what did I do and go in and change it. And that's very empowering, as opposed to, boy, I hope tomorrow's a better day.
I totally get that. So what's the driving power behind your passion for life? I mean, this is coming with very passionate, you know, energy and conviction and life. I mean, what is behind that?
I still have to say it's my sister. You know, that's the driving force for me every day.
I love that. I mean, I'm sorry that you had that for your family.
No,
but
I'm not.
You know, it's the transformation. It's what you do with it, which really honors her life.
Exactly. And that's one of the things. So what happened was, the very next year, I was a star basketball player in my high school. And the very next year, I went into high school, my sophomore year. And it was coming around the time of the anniversary of her death. And I wasn't playing very well. And so my head coach blew the whistle and said, "Hey, Poorman, go stand in the corner and go think about your dead sister."
Wow.
Right? And I was like, holy crap. So I went in this corner, I'm crying. He comes over and starts talking to me. And I looked at him and I said, "Listen, I'm not crying because of you. I'm crying because I haven't lived up to the expectations that I set for myself of being this leader and this guide for other people." And he looked at me like he had no clue. He was not on the same level I was vibrationally, right?
Right.
And so I went home that night and I said, "You know what? I'm going to actually shift my mindset, and I'm going to do what I said I was going to. Instead of just surviving or existing in a lie, I'm going to actually live life." And I went back the very next day and my life completely transformed, and practice was amazing. I was doing great things and leading my teammates and stuff like that. And so that's what it's all about, is are you really truly living your life, or are you living someone else's lie? Because that's other people telling you, you know, well, here's the thing, between the ages, you know, the time you're born to about the time of 6 or 7, your mind takes in about 95% of who you are and what you believe in. So you're this sponge. So your parents can mean well and say, "Hey, you know what, Diane, don't get your hopes up too high, because, you know, things don't always work out. And so that's what you believe." Or, "You know what, you're so cute. You always make messes for mommy. You always screw things up." I actually had a patient like that. That was her paradigm that we found out with doing some emotional and brain stuff with her, is that her paradigm was, is that she always screws things up. And so she did. And that went back to when she was little, and her mom used to say that to her. That was like, you know, she was being nice and cuddly and all that kind of thing. But actually, her brain didn't know that. Her brain just heard, "You screw things up." So she'd get something going really good and she'd screw it up, because that was her paradigm. So that's where you need to go in and be intentional about what it is you do, as opposed to going with the old programs. If the programs aren't working, if they're working, great. But if they're not, then you're going to have to go in and you have to change them.
Right. Well, I love that. I mean, you know, as a parent, you know, no one wants to have that kind of impact on their child. You know, they're so well-meaning, but, you know, the brain takes things literally. And I know that this is a big focus of your work. Please tell us a little bit more about, like, the neurofrequency therapy and your microcurrent.
Yeah. So we make big changes in people's brain patterns just with that, whether we're working with someone with a concussion, PTSD, brain fog, fibromyalgia. I'm just trying to think of patients treated recently. Had a Parkinson's patient the other day, Alzheimer's. You know, you can actually go in and change these neural connections, because the brain is, there's a thing called neuroplasticity, that the brain is kind of like plastic, that if you can make a change long enough, the brain will continue that new pattern. So how they found that out recently to prove that that worked was, they had astronauts somewhere in the last 10 years, they did a study where they had them wear glasses to make everything look upside down. Because normally, things go to the retina, they're upside down, goes to the brain, it flips it. Well, now that the glasses are making it look the opposite, when it gets to the brain flips it, it's still upside down, right? So they had them wear them for 14 days. One group stopped wearing them for a day and wore them another 14 days. Nothing happened. The other group, they had them wear for 28 straight days. And on the 28th or 29th day, 27th, somewhere in there, the brain actually learned how to flip the image. And even with the glasses, even though everything should look upside down, it actually flipped it and it turned it over. So that's where... Yeah, people would say before, like, it takes about a month to make a habit, right? Well, they're about right, because that's what the research proves to be. The thing is, though, you've got to be consistent about it day in and day out. And that's why you can't just be, you know, the Pollyanna or the positive one day. It's got to be day after day after day after day. And I even fall and stumble, but that's where my wife picks me up and says, "You know, what'd you just say? You know, you got to change your language." Yeah, you're right. You know, because I didn't grow up like that. I grew up in a very negative household. So I had to learn this. So some people can say, "Well, that's great," because I didn't have a great family. I had a very rough, traumatic childhood. So for me to be able to do this, anybody can do this.
Well, I love that, just the conscious choice. I mean, I've met your beautiful wife, Jen, and, you know, to have that positive influence. I mean, sometimes people don't realize the people that we have closest to us can really lift us up and really create the environment that we want to have. So words are super powerful, and, you know, they have those imprints on the brain no matter what age we're at. So we do need to be very conscious about who we surround ourselves with, who our community is, and you know even whether or not it's the words that we're receiving, but also the words that we're giving and the big impact that they can have in the world.
Well, I can tell you with my high school kids, I'll do little experiments with them where I'll have a kid come up and he'll strength test a kid's, you know, lateral deltoid. And then I'll tell everyone in the room to send him the energy of you're weak, you're weak, you're weak. And the kid goes, holy crap. And he can push his arm down. And then but the kid that's pushing on his arm doesn't know that. And I say, okay, now think the opposite. And then all of a sudden he's super strong. Or wow. I'll put a shirt on like a monster drink, which is horrible for your body. We'll put that up against his body. He doesn't know what it is, doesn't know what the logo is. And the kid pushes and he goes weak. And then you'll put something like, you know, something that's positive, like, or we'll even write a message and put it on the shirt, you know, like, I love you like a brother, and he'll stay strong. But if you do the opposite, you know, like, I hate your guts, it's amazing. And it goes weak. This negative energy that we give out, that like this. So the brain can't think of negatives. So if I say to Diane, don't think of a pink elephant, or if I say to your audience, don't think of a pink elephant, and they go, well, I just did. Because your brain has to go and say, what is it I'm not supposed to think of? Oh, the pink elephant. All right, I won't think of that. It just did.
Right.
So yeah, that works, because I used to be the team doc for University of Arizona's track and field team. We were at the national championships, and I'm telling stories about the mind and stuff like that. And Coach Harvey says, yeah, I can tell you, Dr. Foreman, that works. Can I talk to the kids? He goes, yeah. He goes, we're at the national championships, and the head coach runs over. We're in the last 4x400 relay. We're already going to win. All we have to do is pass the baton three times, win the track meet, win the national championship. Head coach runs over at the time, the other coach. He runs over, and he says, son, whatever you do, don't false start. Look at me. Don't false start.
Oh.
And the kid false started. He's crying. You know, the coach is over there screaming at him, I told you not to false start. Coach Harvey comes over and says, he goes, coach, you told him to false start. He goes, no, I didn't. He didn't get that. He didn't get that the brain can't process negatives. So instead of saying, don't false start, you say, stay in the blocks, pass the baton, wait for the gun. You know, you say something positive. Well, it's the same thing in life. That's the same thing we all have to do. You don't say things like, I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. Talk about all things you want to be. Talk about all things you want in this life and then focus on that.
Right. I love that you gave the kids tangible examples, you know, putting something, you know, right up against them. I mean, they can say all day long, well, I want to drink a monster drink or whatever, but, you know, having the actual factual response of your body against you, they can make those decisions because they can actually feel it and see it. So to give them that tangible, they can make better choices on their own. So I absolutely love that. So I know also that you are the only certified advanced pain therapist in the Western Hemisphere. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, not since, because I've actually taught more than 300 people now. But back in the day, yeah, I was the first person to bring this new therapy to the United States. And so we use something called targeted frequency therapy. And that's where we try to figure out through microcurrent and then also these radio frequency discs, we try to figure out what is the issue with the patient. It could be a brain thing, could be a muscle thing, could be an organ thing, could be, you know, a joint problem. But we know that every part of the brain and every part of the body, whether it be a ligament or a bone or a tendon, give off certain frequencies. But we also know that those areas, whether they're inflamed or whether they're just congested, give off different frequencies. If it's torn, it gives off a frequency. If it's a broken bone, it gives off a frequency. So if we can match those up, actually, I left this morning, had a guy that came in, and he said, yeah, I just had an MRI last year and it's not getting any better. They're telling me to have a meniscus tear. So I did the frequency for the meniscus. And I did it for torn. I put it on for 10 minutes and he got up and walked. He goes, that still hurts. I said, because it's not that. I think it's your medial collateral ligament in your knee. So we did for inflamed and torn on ligaments. And within 5 minutes, he got up and he goes, that's crazy. I'm like 80% better. I said, yeah. Funny thing was, the patient knew that, told the medical doctor, and the guy wouldn't listen to him. And what I always tell my patients is, you tell me your story. You tell me what you think is going on. Because 90% of the time, they know exactly what's wrong. He doesn't maybe know the structures, but he said, it feels like it's superficial. It's right here. It doesn't feel like it's deep inside. The problem was, is that structurally, he has a problem with his meniscus off of an MRI, but that's not the generator of his pain. And I can find that out really fast with people. That's what the new company that Jen and I started called Legendary Living Retreats. That's actually what we do. We do a holistic approach. We're not doing just the inspirational stuff. We're not doing just the coaching. We're actually doing physical treatments on patients because a lot of people have chronic pain. A lot of people have chronic issues in general, whether it be the negative thinking or whether it be brain fog or whether it be from a concussion, car accidents or sports injury, whatever, or life traumas that they need to have that stuff reset. And that's the kind of stuff that we do. So it's trying to be multifaceted and getting the people to be holistic as opposed to breaking them apart. They're not a shoulder. They're not just their brain. They're not just, you know, right? It's the integrating their entire human experience.
Wow, that is awesome. Can you do that remotely or is that something where they have to be in the room with you?
They need to be in the room with us.
Okay.
Yeah, so like we have patients that, I mean, gosh, this month alone is, I know it's the end of the month, but we've had 5 people fly from out of state. We've had 10 people come from at least 2 hours away in the last couple of weeks just because of the results that we get. People are willing to drive and to do what they need to do to feel better because there's so many people out there that are doing the same thing over and over again. You know, like I'm going to be flown to a university, a Division I football school that's one of the top five in the nation right now. And they have a kid that had ACL surgery 13 months ago and he's still not better. And so one of the coaches finally said, listen, will you bring Dr. Poorman up here? Because I guarantee you can help him because I was up there before with some other players last year and helped them. And but they just really poo-pooed the idea because I didn't fit their medical model, but yet I got kids better. And my thing is this, there's a lot of things I don't know how they work. And there's a lot of things we don't know specifically how they work. But guess what? We used aspirin before 1987. And yet 1987 is when they figured out the exact mechanism of aspirin. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things we use, but we don't know the exact mechanisms. All we know is they work. And so if you're waiting for research, you're going to be probably 20 years behind the times. So there's a lot of things that work, but we don't know how they work. Like, so for instance, Diane, do you believe in gravity?
Yes.
Yes. But can you prove that it's there? No.
Nope.
And have you done the research? No. Have you read the research? No. And neither have I. But guess what? There's just certain things that you go, man, I jump, I come back down. They say it's gravity. I'm assuming, okay, I guess it's gravity. I don't need to go do the research on that. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's a mental belief that I can't fly and that's why I fall back down. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that there's so many things that are out there that we don't know how they work. They just work and they work consistently day in and day out. And yet you can't really necessarily prove how they work. You just know they work. And that's the stuff that we do.
I love that. So like if somebody has like, you know, like a tear or something like that, that, you know, traditionally doctors would say that you need to have surgery to repair that. Would you be able to do the repairs without surgery?
Yes. Oh, we do that all the time. The thing is this, if there's fibers left, it's only a few fibers that are torn, great. If it's ruptured, no. They go have surgery. I try to get them within 4 hours after surgery and the recovery is like really, really fast. If they need surgery, yeah, then we'll see them 4 hours after. Otherwise, if there's some fibers that are still intact, I can get that to fill back in. It's just going to take time.
Got it. Oh, yeah. So fascinating. I love that.
Have your people go look up Terrell Owens' story on ESPN from 2004, I think it was.
Okay.
5.5 weeks or 5 weeks before the Super Bowl, and his team doctor said he will never come back. If he does, it's going to be 16 to 18 weeks. And he played in the Super Bowl, had like 3 touchdown passes, almost 200 yards receiving, and had no pain. And that was 5 to 5.5 weeks after he had to have surgery because he had a spiral fracture of his fibula, his outside lower leg.
So give his name again for those who will be listening and driving.
He ended up playing for the Cowboys, but at the time he was playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Terrell Owens, have them look up that story. They'll see it. It's pretty miraculous. And their head trainer, Rick Burkholder, who's with the Chiefs now, I know. And he said it was just absolutely amazing what transpired with Terrell. And that was using some of the technology we're talking about that we use right now. So.
Wow. Wow. I love when I hear phenomenal results like that. It's just, it changes people's lives. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
So one of the final things I like to ask about, you know, because one of the things when we talk about with spa life is how you feel in your space. I mean, we have a different experience if we're in our family room or our kitchen or our bedroom. I mean, it's a different experience that we have. So what I'd like to ask you is, what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Wow. Oh, wow. It's not my home. It's outside because I love nature.
Ah, okay.
Well, here's the funny thing is that any place I go, I consider that my room. I know that sounds egotistical. So if I walk on stage, I go, I own this place. I own this room. And so everybody there is my guest, as opposed to them staring at me there because I invited them. So everywhere I go, I never feel like if I walk in front of a crowd at a football game, I consider that my stadium and there because I invited them. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. So I'm never like intimidated going in certain places or locations or being around people that have, you know, some crazy advanced degrees or work at Harvard or whatever. I just look and go, this is my place. I started that when I was playing football was if I went to your place to play, so it was an away game, that still was my place. I was going to steal your field and that was my place. And I kind of take that ever since. And so, you know, if I walk into a hospital, I do the same thing. I don't actually really truly get nervous too many places I go, even on stage, because I just feel like that's my place. That's how I've learned to adapt and to do well with awkward situations. This is my place. This is my location.
Oh, I love that because you're taking, you know, a proactive stance and you're claiming your area and your experience. I mean, your experience is your experience and you've set the stage, right? I mean, they say about, you know, All Life is a production and we're the star, and you step into that role and you're actively creating that for yourself. So what a great exercise and something to teach our listeners. So I love that.
It's about the creation again, right? As opposed to I go up there and I hope they like me. It's like, well, I created this. I own this place. Of course they're going to like me. That kind of thing. And so, you know, or instead of I hope I give a great presentation, I know I'm going to, because that's what I'm going to create. And so I visualize that long before I ever even go on stage. I've done that in cycling races and football games, and all your great athletes and even your great presenters, they will visualize what it is they want to transpire. And most of the time they say, I was just in the zone. I really don't know what happened out there, but they see the video and they're like, wow, people loved it, because they just, that's just what they do. They're not thinking, it's a part of them. It's an extension of who they are.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can they do that?
They can go to Dr. P or drpinspires.com. So drpinspires.com. Or they can go to sportsdocs, sportsdocsaz, sportsdocsaz.com. And those are the two websites that they can get a hold of me. One is the holistic, motivational, legendary retreat stuff that we do. And then the other one is purely my clinic that we do here. And that's what we call it. We're called SportsDocs. Yeah. You know, the thing is that I've been doing this for 23 years now, and I can't see a day that I'll ever stop, because I absolutely love what I do. I love my patients. I tell all my patients I love them. I don't care if they're 80 or if they're 8. I tell them I love them. I give them all a hug. They all have my cell phone number. This is what I'm meant to do in this lifetime. And the reason I'm really, really great at what I do is because I never stop learning. I always feel like I only know that much. And so when you feel like you know that much, you always feel like you have to go out and get more information, because I treat all my patients as their family members. I mean, family members you love. And so, right? So I want to do everything I can to help them. And I live in my community. I see my patients all the time. And I love that, because I know that I'm doing the very best I can. I give them every part of me, my heart, my mind, my soul, every time I'm working with them. It's not like, okay, rote memorization. I'm going to do this because you have back pain. I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure out today what I'm going to do, because what I did yesterday might not work today.
I love that. I love your passion. I love what you bring to the table. You know, all of our listeners, you got to connect with Dr. Poorman and really step into your legendary greatness. And for those of you that really are just listening into this conversation and you want to live more of your spa life, you can also get to my free gift at dianehaffman.com/guide. And you can start creating your life, you know, not just letting life happen to you, do it by design and really step into that for yourself. So Dr. John, thank you so much for being here on the show and sharing all of your wisdom.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure.
Absolutely. And listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you, to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is the EWN Radio Network.